Great news. We've been named honorary Italian All-Stars.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
The Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
We're still here. So is the Nature Boy. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across Eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic Main Gym frequency. Great program for you today. Amazing Kreskin references aside, we've got Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette set to join us a little bit after 6 o'clock tonight. We'll talk Hawkeye football with him. The number one overall pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft has made a major impact in just two games with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Royce Lewis has landed in town. We'll talk a little bit about his debut with the team. We're actually going to chat with Royce on Wednesday's edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. So, Twins fans, you're going to want to tune into that. Big news out of the Big Ten today, Wisconsin and Notre Dame. We talked about this in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, but making it official, the Badgers and the Irish will meet in 2020 and 2021. In 2020, the game will be played in Green Bay at Lambeau Field, and then in 2021, the two teams will meet at Soldier Field. So would you like to see Iowa schedule Notre Dame? That's our poll question. Sometimes when the poll question goes up, you take the lowest hanging piece of fruit available, and that's what today's is. Would you like to see Iowa schedule Notre Dame? Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame, says he would like the Irish to schedule at least one Big Ten team a year. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question today, KGYMRadio.com. Make sure you check them out on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We've got some great giveaways for you all week long here. Tickets to see Hairball. They're coming back to Cedar Rapids and back to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Saturday, November 18th. Be listening for your chance to win between now and 7 o'clock tonight. Plenty more to get to today as well. Today is the annual BTN stop at Iowa's practice, and the annual BTN doesn't have the time to talk to us. I don't know what, look.
What did we do to them?
I'm just going to say this, and I'm looking at the two of you because we got former producer and current producer here. I don't know whether Tyler Chumlin had photos of somebody at the BTN or what, but Chumlin got BTN people no problem. And then when he left the program, it's like the pipeline dried up and they want nothing to do with us. I don't know what we did to become persona non grata with the BTN. I would like to know. And if Jerry, if you're on the bus right now, if you're listening, if you guys haven't left the area, I should pick up the phone. I'm talking to you, Jerry, 366-1600. You know the number. I'll even buy you some Fuzzy's tacos, and we can break bread. We can eat some chips and salsa. I don't know. I want to know what we did to the Big Ten Network that they won't come on the show. Because they'll go on every other. They're going to Nebraska. They're all over Lincoln Radio. They're probably on Doug and Daddy, for all I know. We get nothing. And we like it. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Use it to reach out to us. I am in a precarious position of, well, I was under the weather on Saturday morning. And so I stayed home. I did not go to Kids Day. And I guess that qualifies me to work for most of the Des Moines radio stations, too, because those guys never show up and talk about the Hawkeyes like they know what's going on. So I'm going to rely heavily on the two of you who were there on Saturday. I'm like everybody else out there. I know what I read and I know what I've seen, but I feel really awkward in sitting here talking about, you know, things that I've seen. I watched video because I wasn't feeling very well. So you tell me, what was your takeaway from Saturday? Did they find a quarterback in one day?
I think so. And I think that...
I see a lot of people saying that.
I think both myself and Kyle are going to have to eat a little bit of crow, because we were on Would You on Thursday saying that Tyler Wiegers could be the guy. Tyler Wiegers might be the guy. And if Nathan Stanley can just be average, which is what he was on Saturday, then he's probably going to be the guy. He is...
That's a marketing slogan for Iowa football in the making,
and
right
I'll,
there.
I'll get to
just be average.
I'll get to that in just a second, but he has he's too talented. His talent shines through way too much for him to not be the starting quarterback of this football team. His arm strength, he showed some touch. He dropped in a couple of really nice balls to the corner of the end zone to Devontae Young in over coverage. He just has, like I said, he's too talented not to be the starting quarterback. And the other takeaway I had was what also was average, or maybe just a touch below average, but close to average, was the passing game. I'm not saying that this is going to be a great passing team, but their improvement from the spring game to what we saw on Saturday was noticeable. And that's really what I think was going to ease the minds of a lot of fans going into that September 2nd game against Wyoming. Will the passing game even be a threat? I don't know if they will, but they took steps forward to where it looked like they might have a little bit of something. It's going to have to be a collective effort. The running backs are going to have to get involved. The tight ends are going to have to get involved heavily. One of those freshmen, whether it's Amir Smith-Marset or Brandon Smith, are going to have to get involved. Devontae Young's going to have to step up. Nick Easley is going to have to step up, but they looked a little bit better. And the question about whether James Butler and Akram Wadley were going to be on the field at the same time, there were formations shown, or at least there was a hint that that was going to happen.
Well, Iowa didn't show anybody anything that they didn't want to show everybody on Saturday. That's always the case. But it certainly sounds as if some players are opening eyes. A lot of buzz about A.J. Epenesa, and that's the same case today with the BTN crew in town. Here's what we're going to do, since these guys won't come on the show for whatever reason, is we're just going to, at some point today, read their tweets as if they're on the show with us.
Should we try to mimic their voice at all? No?
No.
Okay.
No. Let's not go overboard with our haphazardly concocted gimmicks. But we'll just rely on the Twitter feeds of the BTN towns, because they did offer some insight. I think it was Jerry DiNardo who said that this is probably from 1 through 105, the most physical Iowa team that they've ever seen when they've done these bus tours across camp. So they're probably the most physical team that they've seen until the next school that they go to tomorrow or whenever their next stop is. Remember, it's always important to remind everybody that the BTN is the Big Ten network. They are not going to say anything that isn't slightly flattering about either any of the teams that they cover on these two. That's just the way that it is. It's the Big Ten network. They're not going to talk down about their product. So take everything that those guys say with a grain of salt. Everybody looks good, you know, this looks good, this is their most physical, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, Rutgers and Maryland and Purdue, they're saying a lot of the same stuff. Now, that being said, I think there's reason to be optimistic about this Iowa team this year. I really do. And we'll wait and see how things are. September 2nd can't get here soon enough for me. I want to see what this team looks like on the field against somebody other than itself, because we haven't seen that since the Outback Bowl in Florida. And speaking of, some Florida football players made some headlines over the weekend. Not exactly rocket scientists there in Gainesville, coming up with what's the plan? Well, the plan was they were going to buy a bunch of stuff with their credit cards, and then claim that the cards were stolen and the university was going to reimburse them.
Yes.
That's some really grade A level grift right there. And then the coach that everybody thought humped a shark had to come out and talk about it. It wasn't Jim McElwain. That wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
More to get to today on the program as well. The Iowa basketball team undefeated on its European trip. They beat an all-star team in Vicenza, Italy, this afternoon, tonight. It's night there, afternoon here, 88-49. And I don't know, maybe a great poll question later on in the week or tomorrow would be, who has more hype around them, Luka Garza or A.J. Epenesa? Epenesa with the football team, Garza with the basketball team, 24 points, 14 rebounds in 23 minutes today for the freshman newcomer to the Iowa basketball team. We'll talk a little Hawkeye hoops with you as well. And some nice news on the Iowa baseball front. The Hawkeyes announcing today that Marty Sutherland has been elevated to associate head coach to Rick Keller as the team gets ready to leave tomorrow for Chicago. They catch a red-eye flight to Taiwan to represent the United States at the World University Games. We've also got some local news to get to today. I don't know what is and is not on our big board updates. Kyle Mann will have the first one for you here coming up in just a few minutes. But Coe announced it's got a new athletic director today, Sonny Travis. Not Sonny in Iowa City. I got to admit.
Are you sure about that?
I got my
hopes
up. Are
we sure that's
not
Sonny's last name?
When we hadn't heard from Sonny in Iowa City in a while, I thought maybe, just maybe, he was trying to keep a low profile because he was trying to angle for this new job or something. But Sonny Travis, who comes to Coe from Emory University in Atlanta, where he has been the men's soccer coach since 2007. Certainly sounds like a nice hire there for the Cohawks, and we may have more on that in the days and weeks to come. But good hire for them. We move forward. There may be some good news on the horizon if you are a college basketball fan who enjoys watching games on television, because an announcer, a color commentator, a former coach that people do not like is rumored to possibly be coming out of retirement to go back into coaching, which means you wouldn't hear him on Iowa games or other games on ESPN any longer.
Or on radio in Indianapolis by chance?
Well, no. But we'll tell you who it is coming up in just a little bit. Sad news today in the sports world as well. Frank Broyles, the former Arkansas coach, has passed away. And I saw this earlier today. I'm trying to find the video because I'm a little bit incredulous. I want to see this for myself. But the last game of Daryl Royal's Texas career, the Texas players were carrying him off the field during a game with Arkansas. Texas won, obviously. And out of spite, Frank Broyles called a timeout with a couple seconds remaining as the Texas players were getting ready to carry Daryl Royal off the field. I got to find the video of that. I'm sure it's out there somewhere. We will talk Hawkeye football and more. We want to hear from you today, though. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you were there at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday and not bedridden like I was. 319-366-1600. We'll talk quarterbacks. We'll talk running backs. Coming up later on in the program today, we'll actually hear some of what Kirk Ferentz had to say afterwards, as well as audio from some of the players, too. And again, remember, Mark Morehouse is going to be joining us at 6:05 to break it down as well. Lots of news from the baseball world over the weekend as well. We'll touch on that tonight. The National League Central race not getting any clearer. The Washington Nationals dodge a major bullet with Bryce Harper. And Derek Jeter may be doing away with the home run statue at Marlins Park. All of that and more to come when we get around to chatting a little Major League Baseball. We'll do that coming up at the bottom of the hour because I want to talk about Royce Lewis. Went out to Veterans Memorial Stadium yesterday and saw him for the first time, game number two in a Colonel's uniform. Game number one was pretty darn good on Saturday night, but as I said, I wasn't feeling up to checking him out. 4-for-5 in his Colonel's debut, and then yesterday afternoon, as the Colonels came from behind to beat the Quad Cities River Bandits, a very, very impressive-looking 18-year-old kid out there, currently playing shortstop, but you never know where he's going to wind up. And speaking of Royce Lewis and his organization, but the parent club, Minnesota Twins, right in the thick of things when it comes to the American League wild card hunt. A lot of teams still active in the search for the wild card right now. So we got a fascinating race on our hands.
You said you went out to the ballpark to see Royce Lewis. Has there been a little bit more of a buzz around Veterans Memorial Stadium with the number one overall pick?
I would say yesterday is the day that people can go down on the field after the game is over and get autographs. And let's just say Royce Lewis was a really popular guy among the fans yesterday. We'll talk about this coming up in just a little bit after the bottom of the hour because I got more to talk about with Royce Lewis. But certainly a good-looking prospect. I said to Jeff Johnson, noted Minnesota Twins fan and noted Cubs troll, I said, I was a Hunter Green guy. Hunter Green is waiting to make he hasn't debuted yet with the Billings Mustangs in the Pioneer League. Cincinnati took Hunter Green number two overall. And I said to JJ at the ballpark the other day, I got to admit, I think the Twins may have made a very astute selection there with Royce Lewis. He's going to be fun to watch this year, and I would think a little bit next year as well. I think they brought him up here not only because the Colonels made the postseason, but to let him get acclimated to Cedar Rapids a little bit so that when he comes back here in April, he kind of has a better lay of the land, knows what's going on. And I'm not going to say he's going to be here all season next year, but just a hunch that if you don't see him between now and the end of the season, maybe you'll get a chance next year. Now, nothing is given, and there's no guarantees on that, but he'd be really young for the Florida State League starting out next season at Fort Myers. So we'll see how things go. But yeah, the Colonels were really excited. As a matter of fact, I heard from two different people in the front office on Saturday that Royce Lewis was coming to Cedar Rapids, and we'll see whether or not he can give this team a lift. They were struggling in the second half, lost a lot of guys to promotion, and I think this move kind of shows that the Twins want to see them go on a little bit of a run here, and the way that the team played yesterday and came back and won that game against Quad Cities certainly had that feel to it as well. Of course, it was certainly aided by the fact that Quad Cities brought in a guy who couldn't throw strikes in the ninth inning, but again, that's coming up for you on our next Big Board update. Kyle's going to join us here in the studio. I'm excited to hear what Kyle has to say about Iowa football as well today, but most excited about what you have to say. 319-366-1600. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's 422. We'll step aside and take a quick timeout. Kyle will have that Big Board update for you. And don't forget, hairball tickets on the way as well today, sometime between now and 7 o'clock. 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM after this.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? But wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out?
Die!
It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
424, welcome back. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Nice to know that so many people had great interactions with Royce Lewis out at the ballpark the other day. Again, we're going to be talking about the Twins' first-round draft pick coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I saw a picture on Twitter from Chad, who I know is a big St. Louis Cardinals fan, and he still listens to the show, even all of the, after all the things they say about the Cardinals. So, and he's probably listening for your perspective on the Cardinals. Speaking of, we're talking a little Cardinals baseball tomorrow, right?
That's right. I think Chris Raby is going to join us, the pre and post
Chris
game.
Raby? That's not the guy that picked
Kraby.
Up the cat.
Oh, Kraby.
I thought you said Raby. And I thought maybe it was the guy who picked up the rally cat and got bit. That's a really appropriate last name. I'm having a hard time. I'm struggling today. I have to admit this.
You still a little bit under the weather?
No. If you know me at all, you know that I have some things and some people that I really, really admire and really, really like in life. And so Ric Flair is in the hospital right now in a medically induced coma. And on the same day, Willie Nelson was in the hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, it's not sounding good for Ric Flair, but Willie Nelson just posted on his Facebook page not all that long ago that he's out of the hospital and doing fine. He got a little altitude sickness in Salt Lake City. So for all of you wondering if it's possible for Willie Nelson to ever be too high, yes, apparently it is. He says he's rested and recovered and he's heading for lower ground. I can't live in a world where Ric Flair and Willie Nelson are in the hospital on the same day. That's just, it's not good for keeping me functioning.
I had a day like that last week, actually, where several players that I admire got injured on the same day, where I just kept seeing players dropping like flies on Twitter, and I was not at peak performance that day. I think that was on Thursday. I think Jack Sitchie went down that day. One of my brother's teammates went down that day. Raekwon McMillan from Ohio State, who I was a big fan of, went down that day. So I, not to compare it to people who are in the hospital, but
well, I think you just
actually they were in the hospital too. Okay. So,
and I woke up today and I had a flat tire, and that's not the worst thing that's happened to me today because it's going on Twitter. Oh God, don't die. Please don't die. 319-366-1600. Kyle has joined us in the studio. That can mean one of two things. Well, it can mean many things. Hello, Kyle. How are you?
I'm great, Tom.
How was
how
your
you?
Weekend?
It was good. I had a busy weekend.
You got your Cubs shirt on today.
Came to rain.
Representing.
Yep.
I like that. He knows where his bread's buttered. He knows who sets him up for Midwest One Bank. Big board updates. Here's Kyle, Midwest One Bank, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team continued a strong showing in Europe this weekend, defeating the Milan All-Stars on Saturday to move to 3-0 on the Euro trip. Milan kept it within 50, but freshman Luka Garza's 25 points and 11 rebounds led the Hawkeyes to a 106-64 victory. They played their final game of the trip today, beating the Vicenza All-Stars 88-49. Garza led again with 24 points and 14 rebounds to cap what was really a very impressive trip for the newcomer. The football team also held its annual Kids Day at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Quarterback Nathan Stanley may have shown some separation between he and Tyler Wiegers, and Kirk Ferentz officially announced that grad transfer receiver Matt Quarles has joined the program from New Mexico. Iowa baseball announced a promotion today for Marty Sutherland, who in his fifth season with the Hawkeyes will serve as Rick Heller's associate head coach. Zach Johnson was at the PGA Championship this weekend, but finished 5 over par, tied for 48th. It was a huge weekend for the Cedar Rapids Colonels against the Quad Cities River Bandits, beginning with a 3-0 victory on Friday, which saw Clark Beaker extend his scoreless streak to 32 and two-thirds consecutive innings pitched. But the big news came Saturday with the surprise call-up of number one overall pick Royce Lewis. He debuted Saturday, playing short and batting leadoff, and went 4-for-5 with 2 runs scored and a 9-1 victory. The Colonels rode that momentum to make a comeback and score 4 runs in the 9th to win 7-6 yesterday. There's no Twins baseball, so you can keep it here after the show for some good, old-fashioned ESPN programming.
319-366-1600. We'll talk a little Twins baseball and Royce Lewis coming up at the bottom of the program. And if you missed it, he is going to be with us on Wednesday's show. So we will look forward to our chat with him. Lots of people are interested in who the college basketball announcer could be. We've got people guessing Bobby Knight. We've got people guessing Dan Dockich. And
no,
you are both wrong.
I actually guessed Dan Dockich, if you didn't catch my drift when I was talking about the Indianapolis radio.
We had four people on the text line that were like, it's Dockich. Please let it be Dockich. It's not. But if you recall this winter, there were a lot of Iowa fans that were not happy with Jim Calhoun, the former UConn coach, because, A, they didn't like some of the things that he was saying during the break. You're ugging already over here.
I found him unlistenable.
Well, a lot of people do. And sometimes it's because they're having a hard time understanding him. He's got that
That's thick exactly what it is.
East Coast accent. But then it's also some of the things that he was saying. The rumor is that Jim Calhoun may come out of retirement.
Where would he go?
Who would want him?
UConn.
No. It's a very small school in Connecticut.
A D2 school?
It's Division III.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That would probably have to be the favorite to win the national championship in the Division III.
The University of St. Joseph, located in Connecticut.
Would there be any precedent for that? A big-time college coach taking a couple years off and then coming back at a much lesser school?
The real question Todd Licklider took a couple years. Ah, you stepped on it. God dang it. All right. Well, let's try to regroup and see if we can do better with our transitions after the bottom of the hour. We'll talk Royce Lewis, Twins baseball, and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty in Grinnell.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with a set of new tires from Linder Tire.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road. .com. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, the focus for Ezekiel Elliott's team. When the Cowboys running back files his official appeal tomorrow regarding his 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy, will be on the testimony of his former girlfriend. The Star-Telegram reports that team will argue the woman's testimony to the league was dishonest and that she made a number of threats to ruin his career. Reps will also highlight text messages from the woman that encouraged a friend to lie to police about an alleged domestic assault in July 2016. If Elliott does not get the suspension reduced, it certainly changes things for the Cowboys and the NFC East, according to ESPN's Ryan Clark.
I think this changes the dynamic of this team, but it also changes the dynamic of this division, and you have to really lean toward the New York Giants as the team to beat because they are the most talented team already.
Ryan Clark on Mike and Mike. Jags running back Leonard Fournette has a sore foot. He is out of Thursday night's preseason game against the Buccaneers. Baseball Indians lefty Andrew Miller expected to rejoin the team Friday. He's been out 2 weeks with patellar tendonitis in his right knee.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Jim, I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. It is 4:35, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, making your way to 7 o'clock tonight, taking you up to ESPN programming. Mark Morehouse with us at 6 tonight to talk a little Hawkeye football. Kids Day is in the books. That means the next time we see the Hawkeyes on the turf at Kinnick Stadium, it's going to be Saturday, September 2nd. They'll be taking on the Wyoming Cowboys in week one of the college football season. Big college news today involving the Big Ten, Wisconsin, and Notre Dame announcing that they will play a series beginning in 2020 at Lambeau Field, and then in 2021 they'll meet at Soldier Field in Chicago. Leads us to our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Sometimes the lowest hanging fruit is the sweetest tasting fruit. Would you like to see Iowa schedule Notre Dame? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot, bringing you today's poll question. Notre Dame AD Jack Swarbrick said he would like the Irish to have at least one Big Ten team on its schedule every season. Now, they've got the series coming up with Wisconsin. I believe Michigan is still on the schedule. They used to play Michigan State, and Purdue all in the same season, and then Notre Dame tied in unofficially football-wise with the ACC, and the Big Ten went to the 9-game conference schedule, and it made it a lot tougher to continue some of those Big Ten series. But certainly some interesting news. I would rather play these games in Madison and South Bend than in Green Bay and Chicago, but that's just me because it's college football. And look, I love going up to Madison and Camp Randall, and you walk on the walk to the stadium. It's just it's beautiful, and you can feel the history there, especially when you walk under the arch. Just you can't replicate that feel playing in an NFL stadium. And the same goes for Notre Dame. You've got Touchdown Jesus, and I've never actually been to a game in South Bend, but I've been to the stadium and I've been to the area. And South Bend, Madison, great college towns. Playing those games in NFL stadiums, I like the idea of it, but I think it would be just as fun and probably just as special if you played that game on your campus.
I think there are two things that these schools like about the neutral site is, first of all, recruiting. They get out of their zones. You've seen Wisconsin play at Jerry World. You've seen them play at Lambeau Field, which I guess doesn't do a ton for recruiting, but you see them play at Chicago. That's another area where they recruit heavily out of. And I actually enjoy the early season neutral site game, especially when it's split down the middle. When the stadium split down the middle, I think it creates somewhat of a unique college football experience. I think back to the series in St. Louis where Mizzou and Illinois used to play each other. That wasn't even on the same scale as what Wisconsin and Notre Dame will be, or what Wisconsin and LSU was, or Wisconsin and Alabama for that matter. So I kind of like it, but I do see where you would be coming from. I just like the when you see early in the season two teams, stadium split down the middle. I think that creates kind of a unique optic early in the season.
Oh, I'm not going to argue with that. But I just think one of the things that makes college football so special is the atmosphere a lot of times when you are on campus. And that's a big game. There's nothing like being on campus for a big game. And if you were in Madison and Notre Dame was coming to town and you had all the domers, I mean, who am I to tell them what to do? These guys are the ones that are scheduling the series. And by the way, it's nice to see Barry Alvarez continuing the loafers with no socks look. I don't know why he thinks he can. Nobody looks good in. Have you ever noticed this? He was wearing.
Was he wearing it with his blue suit?
Yes, he was at Big Ten Media Day. He wears loafers and no socks. And so anytime he sits on an elevated platform, like a stool, which he was today during the announcement, I don't know, it's a strange fashion look. But when you're as successful and you've got as much money as Barry does, I almost called him Clemenza. That would have been a terrible mistake. Let's go to the phone lines, 319-366-1600. This is not Sonny Travis, the new athletic director at Coe College. It's Sonny in Iowa City leading off today. Sonny, what's up?
What's going on? Yeah, I think you hit it on the head there with Alvarez and no socks. Like, at that point, you pretty much do whatever you want. It's like Hayden's white pants. Like, Hayden could be walking around today with those white pants on if you breathe. You know, that's so Hayden. With regards to the NFL stadium versus the college stadium, I went to one of those kickoff classics in Arrowhead, and it was pretty cool. I'd never been to Arrowhead before. But when it comes to playing a team like Notre Dame, I mean, if you're an Iowa fan and you get the opportunity to play against Notre Dame, you for sure want to go to South Bend and see all of that. Like, it's not even close. You don't want to go to Soldier Field. You don't want to do anything like that. You want to go to South Bend. And I think that the atmosphere that would be created around a big early season game between two legitimate schools, like a Big Ten school and a Fighting Irish, you know, you want that on campus. So that's where I go.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. You can follow him if you pick up the phone and give us a call, 319-366-1600. And that sort of goes to my point. When you say college football, I think one of the first things that my mind just associates, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, when I think college football. And who knows what these programs are going to look like, by the way, in 4 and 5 years. But good on Wisconsin as you say, Alabama, LSU, Notre Dame is not what it used to be, but it's still a name brand. It's a name brand that sort of has changed the recipe. Think of Notre Dame as when Coca-Cola rolled out New Coke and people hated it. And it wasn't very popular, but it's still a name brand. That's what Notre Dame football is.
I'll say this right now. This, I was saving it for the next segment, but I'll say this.
See,
right
there
now.
Is no next segment because we're doing this segment
we're doing
now.
This right is, now.
You, how long have you worked with me? I have a list. And it's general, and then when we go down the road, we take the opportunity to go down that road.
So we'll continue down this road. Wisconsin is Iowa's biggest threat to kind of derailing the rhetoric that you hear out of Iowa City. The rhetoric you hear out of Iowa City is it's a developmental program. So is Wisconsin. They can't bring big-time recruits to Iowa City. It's tough to do it in Madison. It's tough there, and you throw the fact out there that Wisconsin has a tougher academic standard and a similar style of play, an identity of developing in-state linemen. They're almost on the same platform. And something that Mark Morehouse said when we were in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day stuck out to me. He said, Iowa can't let Wisconsin get too far ahead of them because right now they're... Wisconsin is being looked at. Their brand nationally is rising, and Iowa's sort of teetering, staying the same. It depends on the year that they have. But I did a little bit of research, and I just brought this up. In 2013, Wisconsin played Arizona State. They lost that game. They won 9 games that year. In 2014, they played LSU. They lost that game. They won 11 games that year. In 2015, they played Alabama. They lost that game. They won 10 games that year. Last year, they play LSU. They win that game, and all of a sudden, their national brand gets thrown out there. I know people don't like hearing his name, but I heard Colin Cowherd saying that Wisconsin is a better program right now than Notre Dame. And I
think that's true.
It is. It's so difficult to argue with that. And I think a lot of their success and their brand has been built because they go out and they challenge themselves early on in the season. And they're part of those kickoff classics. And they're part of those primetime games early in the season. So people get to see them. And they're a developmental program. They are playing that team, those big-time teams early in the season. And the only difference that I can see here is they don't have a Wisconsin State. They don't have an in-state rival that they are, for better or for worse, tied to playing every single year. And what has been the talk around Iowa City recently? It's been, oh, well, Iowa State's on the schedule. So I think that this would really benefit Iowa to go out and play one of these games. But with that tie to Iowa State, I don't see it happening.
I just want to know how many fans that want to see a game like this played would be the same ones that would complain if Iowa were to play in the game and lose. That, to me, is where you sort of have to draw the line, because it's one thing to say that they should do this. And I don't necessarily think that that's a too sharp of a criticism of Iowa, that the schedule has lacked a little bit of creativity. But it's one thing to say that they should do it, but it's another thing that if they were to ever do it and then were to lose the game, you would have people raising holy hell. So I understand both sides here, but at the same time, and you know, you use the terminology national brand. Is Iowa football a national brand?
It's not.
I don't think it is.
But and Wisconsin has become that.
And I don't think it needs to be either. I don't think it ever will be. But what I would be concerned about if I were an Iowa fan is that it's a regional brand, but it's slipping in terms of its ranking within the region. And that's the way that I would look at it is, look, as much as the diehard Hawkeye is on my belly guy, and you people who are on the internet as much as I do know exactly who I'm talking about. As much as that guy wants Iowa to be viewed in the same terms as Alabama and some of the other cream of the crop college football programs, it's not realistic long term. So you've got to look, sort of be that team that sort of dominates in the region. And that's where I think the Iowa-Wisconsin comparison sort of come into play. And from that standpoint, yeah, Wisconsin is light years ahead of Iowa in cheese curd production and college football right now.
And I agree with you. And they absolutely are the antithesis of every – I'll call it an excuse. Fine, I'll call it an excuse for not playing those games early on, because – they fall under the same boat almost every single time. I brought it up. They're a developmental program.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
They struggle bringing big time recruits in. They develop offensive linemen, and also you talked about the fans that would raise holy hell if they lost that game early on. They have lost three out of four of those games. They lost to Arizona State. They lost to LSU the first time. They lost to Alabama. They beat LSU last year. So they have lost 3 out of 4 of those games. And I think those games, especially since they were competitive in all of them, didn't count against them. And not only did they not count against them, they helped build what people thought of them. And that win last year against LSU has made their national and regional brand higher on the totem pole than a lot of teams that they play with, not only in their conference, but their division. So I think from that standpoint, Iowa, like you've said before, might be dragged kicking and screaming into 2017.
Well, let's drag ourselves kicking and screaming toward the phone line here, as we've got Randy. Well, we don't have Randy from Louisiana. It's taking forever to get him into the system. Randy must have a lot to say, because he was talking to Kyle for a really long time. Randy, What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. You know, I was thinking, listening to you, and I appreciate all your views and everything on Iowa football. I've been a resident here, but I've been away for about 30 years living in Louisiana. So I've been around SEC football. And I'm not an SEC football fan, but, you know, we talk about Iowa slipping and falling, you know, a little bit further behind. And my big concern is, doesn't it start at the top? I mean, doesn't it start with coaching, starting at the top with head coaching? And the only way I see Iowa football to get any better is they're going to have to make changes. They haven't had a change in philosophy, the way they play the game. They've got to speed up. They've got to do some things. And granted, don't get me wrong, I believe there's great athletes there, and there's a lot of good stuff, and Coach Ferentz is a great guy for Iowa and everything, but the true fan that wants game wins, LSU fans would not put up with this kind of thing. Alabama wouldn't either, and these are some of the top programs in the country. I was recently at a meeting a week or so ago listening to an ex-NFL coach, and he said SEC football is where, you know, everybody, that's where the NFL goes. They're looking for that. Granted, we got great linemen and so forth, but I'm sorry, I believe the coaching part is Iowa's problem. You know, when you hire the offensive coordinator as your son, he's going to be running the same thing that you've been implementing for years. What's the difference? I'm sorry, I know I kind of rambled on, but I'll let you guys I'll let go and listen.
Hey, no, Randy, you're good. Call more often, man. Great phone call. 319-366-1600. I think Randy's got a point, and I want to – this show is so much better when I'm not talking and when people like Randy are on the phone. I firmly believe that. So the ball's in your court now. A text line here. Ryan makes a really good point on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Going to three Rose Bowl appearances helped Wisconsin's brand more than playing non-conference games, in his opinion. Now, that helped, but look what they've done after those Rose Bowls. That's when they're going to Dallas to play at AT&T Stadium. That's when they're signing the series with Notre Dame.
Playing a 10-win Arizona State team in 2013. It is, and I that's why I said it's just a part of building their brand, because I know the success that they've had in bowl games and making it to the Rose Bowl a couple of times and winning a Rose Bowl. So I don't think it's the one reason why they've built that brand, but I think it is a part of it.
And speaking of, it makes me think of Steve Spurrier. We referenced him last week on the program. I think this is great news. He is joining SiriusXM as a college football analyst. So if you like hating Steve Spurrier, literally or figuratively, you're going to have your hands full maybe this college football season. I want to get to one more text, and then we got to take a break, and I have a feeling that this is going to bleed over into the 5 o'clock hour, which is absolutely fine by me. These are the conversations that you have on August 14th when you're done with football and you don't get your fix until September 2nd. 1307 on the text line. Remember when Purdue used to be consistently good in football? That's the direction Iowa is steering toward, I'm afraid. 1307 on the text line. His words. His or her words. Not mine. 319-366-1600. Let's keep this discussion going, shall we? But first, we need to step aside. Kyle's going to join us. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way as well. And then hour number two, well, more college football talk. You're listening to the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work. Acme Tools on Blairsbury Road in Cedar Rapids.
This Saturday, join Cargill and the Colonels for a special night for Special Olympics Iowa. During the game, browse the huge silent auction on the concourse to benefit Special Olympics Iowa. The gates open at 5:30, and bidding will run throughout the game on Iowa and Iowa State merchandise and tickets, spa packages, restaurant gift certificates, and other local items and sports memorabilia. Following the game, enjoy fireworks sponsored by Special Olympics. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
4:55 and I think 1307 may have started a small brush fire on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We will get to those in hour number two. But first, to put a bow on hour number one with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, here's producer Kyle Mann.
The Iowa basketball team defeated the Milan All-Stars on Saturday. Led by freshman Luka Garza's 25 points and 11 rebounds, they won 106-64. They played their final game of the trip today, beating the Vicenza All-Stars 88-49. Garza led again with 24 points and 14 rebounds to cap what was really a very impressive trip for the newcomer. The football team also held its annual Kids Day at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Quarterback Nathan Stanley may have shown some separation between he and Tyler Wiegers, and Kirk Ferentz officially announced that graduate transfer receiver Matt Quarles has joined the program from New Mexico. Iowa baseball announced a promotion today for Marty Sutherland, who in his fifth season with the Hawkeyes will serve as Rick Heller's associate head coach. And Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson was at the PGA Championship this weekend, but finished 5 over par, tied for 48th. It was a huge weekend for the Cedar Rapids Colonels against the Quad Cities River Bandits, beginning with a 3-0 victory on Friday, which saw Clark Beaker extend his scoreless streak to 32 and two-thirds consecutive innings pitched. But the big news came Saturday with the surprise call-up of number one overall pick Royce Lewis. He debuted on Saturday night playing short and batting leadoff and went 4-for-5 with 2 runs scored and a 9-1 victory. They're beginning a 4-game series in Burlington with the Bees today at 6:30. The Twins are off tonight, so you can keep it here for some good old-fashioned ESPN programming after our show.
The texts continue to come in. We'll get to them coming up in hour number two as we continue to talk a little college football. The Big Ten Network was at Iowa's practice today. They won't give us anybody to come on the show to talk about it. So also in the 5 o'clock hour, we will read their tweets as if they were on the show with us.
We can't just read mean tweets about them?
No.
We can't hack everybody else's?
Just stealing, stealing somebody else's material. But we can read their tweets as if
fair enough.
They're providing the insight just to us on the show, as opposed to sharing it with everybody on Twitter. Plenty more to get to today, including a comparison between new Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky and a guy who's currently playing Class A baseball in the Florida State League. John Fox said it, not me. Get to that and more. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Hour number two, back after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay.